What about this? Jared Brander. Okay. We're going, we're looking at the players who have been delisted. Now, what that means is, and I reckon there's some players that have been delisted in previous times wouldn't have been. And, you know, we speak about Leenan and Woodcock at Port Adelaide, which I know you've discussed extensively. They, in normal times when list sizes were not as low as what they are now, they probably get another year. Both of those, I thought, you know, probably didn't deserve to be delisted. Will they get another opportunity? The one that works for Adelaide, the best player out of the delisted market is Jared Brander from the Eagles. So Jared Brander is the last first-round pick that the Eagles have had, and that was 2017. They do not have a first-round draft pick on their list prior to him in 2017. Now, he has been a victim. He's been a victim of the Alir-Alir syndrome, where the coach doesn't know where to play him. So Alir-Alir at Sydney, why'd you never get the best out of him, John? Well, it's probably because you played him back. Then you played him forward. Then you played him in the ruck. And he was a victim of his own versatility. Jared Brander is exactly that. He's not a key forward. He's not a key defender. He's 195 centimetres. He's a good size. But he's your third, your fourth tall. He's Tom Lynch.
Mm.
If he's not in the best 800 players in the country, I know nothing. So for Adelaide, he's 22 years of age.
22, he's young.
He's 22, Hazy. He's a first-round draft pick. He's got versatility, but I would, and you can get him for nothing on a one-year contract worth $100,000 plus match payments if you can convince him to come to Adelaide. He's in Adelaide's best 22 right now, Jared Brander. He replaces Tom Lynch instantly. Just go and get him for free.
Don't you feel like, though, with Jared Brander, some of the others that have been delisted and potentially people are talking about, like a Braden Sire.
Yeah, and, Dumont.
Perhaps even a Trent Dumont, who he's, by all reports, extremely fit at the moment and ready to go if he gets another lifeline. But in particular, Jared Brander, didn't you get the feeling that that was a trade that didn't quite go through? Mm. Therefore, it would seem like under the surface, he knows where he's probably going.
Yeah, I was surprised there wasn't a lot of interest for him in the trade period, but maybe that was because clubs know, well, we're not going to sign him. We know the Eagles are going to delist him. And there's been a link to Fremantle. I think unlikely that he would switch to Fremantle. I think a fresh start would be perfect for him in Adelaide. He just walks into Tom Lynch's role. So you got Fogarty and Walker and Thilthorpe. Now, it's going to be one of Fogarty or Walker. It's not going to be both in the same team. So you boys fight it out for it. You think it's, you know, Taylor Walker's going to miss the first portion of the season anyway. So you think it's Fogarty and Thilthorpe. And Brand is that perfect third floating tall forward, I would think. And if you can get him, if you can give him a structure around and sell it a structure to him of where you see him playing, like Alir-Alir, I think, where you've sold him where you're going to play him, you've stuck to it, he's trained there all preseason, he goes to the forwards meeting, he's that Tom Lynch role. It just makes sense to me. Mm. Crows fans, Jared Brander is the one that I think you could clean up with for free. Get him for nothing.